Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio, just called Jennifer and asked for your answers live, starting now. The number to call in is 657-383-0732. And my name is Jennifer Ryan, professional organizer and lifestyle strategist. My website is www.createneworder.com. And this is Blog Talk Radio that you can hear me on. And we turn to podcast and on-demand listening about an hour after the show airs. And it's over at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blog, you can check out at createneworder.wordpress.com. And my blog is up and running once again. You cannot connect through the website, which will be getting updated as soon as we get the right fit for the person to run my website. Once again, that's www.createneworder.com. You can send your questions via email if you can't call in live. And that would be at solutions@createneworder.com. Our number again is 657-383-0732. And thank you, bensound.com, for the unlicensed music that leads in our show and does our break music when I need to get an extra glass of water because I get dry talking. Once again, give us a call or email us your questions. You can also text me if you have that number already. If not, you're just going to have to email me and ask for it. Starting next month in October, all callers to the show will be entered to win a monthly drawing for a gift certificate to the Container Store. They are working with us right now to do some sponsorship for the show as an organizer to get your life in order. So be sure to call in with your questions and enter to win. How has your week been, and what are you thinking about? What's going on in your life that's cluttering your head? I know it's back to school time. Most children and college students have returned back to all campuses. And some people are happy, some people are sad. Most people who say goodbye to their college students are sad about it because the children are leaving home for the first time and going out into the world. It's their time to shine, to learn and become the people they are destined to become. And the little ones, that big yellow thing, came and picked them up, hopefully, and hopefully not too many of you driving your kids to school. It's time for them to become independent with busing if available. And you should be letting them and getting them on that bus and letting them go off and experience their life and handle their transportation and their startups day to day. And give yourself a break from that drive in and drive out. I remember the driving line, and I remember getting on that line every once in a while when my kids had large things that they had to carry with them to school. And, you know, the drop-off line, I never understood it, especially in a small town that I raised my children in, which is the town I was raised in. We had busing for all children, and that drop-off line was just horrendous. So give your kids a break and teach them to be self-reliant. That's important. Very important. What's in my cup tonight? Well, I have a new machine on my countertop, and it is a Nespresso machine. It's the Mini Essenza, or the Essenza Mini Nespresso machine by Breville. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of these pod machines. It's not a K-cup. I don't know exactly what they call it with Nespresso, but it makes unbelievable coffee. I am working myself through the sample pack of coffee pods that were included in the purchase of my machine. And I will tell you, this is just such a treat at the end of the day. And I have it right now in my cup, and I'll tell you which one I am drinking out of the samples that I received. You have to look it up. It's Rosabaya de Colombia. It's a fruity and balanced espresso. And this machine comes with a machine called the Aracino 3. What does the Aracino do? It froths your milk. It's incredible. I can't believe I've never had this little gem in my arsenal before now. It comes with the machine, and you pour in some milk, regular milk, because that foams, heats up and foams the best. If you use half and half, it does foam, and it's almost like foamed whipped cream. It's absolutely decadent. But you put the milk in that, and you hit the button for the Nespresso, and you pour the foam in. You've got a cappuccino or a latte, and you can make anything that you want out of this. And the flavored coffees, they're very dark. It's black coffee, and there's different flavors with different notes of fruits and flowers or spices or chocolate. It's absolutely worth the couple of bucks. It's on sale at Bed Bath & Beyond this week. And don't forget your Bed Bath & Beyond coupon, which everybody gets in their mailbox. So I saved about $30 with the coupon on the Nespresso machine. And I had a gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. So I walked out of there with paying very little for the machine. And it was the best purchase. I would have paid full price out of my own pocket for this had I known it was such a great treat to have on my counter. I love coffee. I've talked about it before, and I highly, 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 highly recommend Nespresso. This little machine is just so worth my time and attention. Give it a try. If you know somebody who has one, ask for a cup of coffee out of that machine. You'll love it. If you love cappuccino, if you love espresso, this is the machine for you. Last sip on that one, and I'll be joining the Nespresso Club so I can get my coffee delivered to me on a regular basis. That's the goal. That's my new thing. Company of the week gets my compliments. I'm not going to complain because there's no way to complain about Amazon. This week, I had gone through a lot of the automatic withdrawal services that I have, such as Netflix and Hulu and the Showtime app. And I went through all the Audible, Kindle, all the services that I have automatic withdrawal for. And I looked at the services and I looked at the packages that I was paying for, and I realized that there were so many things that I was paying for that I was not using. For example, I was paying for a Netflix plan that was too big for me. I don't get the DVDs anymore. It's just not worth it for me. I don't even have a DVD hooked up, so I really only do the streaming. So it was time to reduce the service that I'm getting because I'm not using it. So I went through and I revamped all of these things. Well, I got on Netflix, I opened my account, and I went and made that change. It took a few minutes, but you know, when we reevaluate our finances and we look at our budgets and we look at our lifestyle and we look at the support services that we have, we need to continually evaluate what is good for us, what is not good for us, and make those changes because our lives change. I'm so busy that I'm not watching a whole lot of things on TV. I'm listening to more radio than I am anything else. But I do put the TV on when I'm streaming or, you know, when I'm cleaning the house and whatnot. Sometimes I put it on for company, so to speak. So I looked at the services and I reduced them. Well, Netflix, I went on the account and just took care of it. Hulu, I went on the account and just took care of it. But I went on to cancel Audible. And Audible right now is on hold because I have some credits that I have to cash in before I cancel the account. But the point is that I haven't been using it. I can always re-up it. So I called Amazon because I couldn't find on the website how to cancel the service. Amazon spoke to me and there was no, oh, I'm sorry, you're not using this service, or how can we make this better for you, or, you know, give us the feedback. They completely and totally accepted the fact that I was calling to cancel the service because I'm not using the service. They just walked me through it and took care of it. Then you know what they did? They then said, well, you're also paying for Showtime through us. Do you want to cancel that service as well? They asked me if I wanted to cancel a service instead of letting it float by. I was incredibly impressed by this. This is what I call customer service. They knew I was doing a reevaluation of what I use and what I don't use. Maybe they can see what I use and what I don't use. I have no idea. But she was so helpful to me to mention, what about your Showtime subscription? I was so pleased. It makes me know that when I order subscription services, I will order through Amazon. Because if that's the customer service I'm going to get when I'm canceling service, then I'm pretty confident that the customer service when I'm paying for service is going to be good as well. So that is my compliment for the week, Amazon. I know a lot of people and a lot of conversation these days is that Amazon is going to take over the world, and maybe they are, but I'm so pleased with their service. I've never had trouble with them. So I highly recommend it. And if you are paying for subscription services and you can go through Amazon, go through Amazon.com. All right. So that's my compliment for the week. And I said there was going to be no complaints this week. There is one item that I'm just putting out there. It's not necessarily a complaint. It's more of a frustration. I don't know if anybody out there has noticed, except for me, and you can call in to discuss it with me at 657-383-0732 to weigh in on your take on this. But when you are using cash in a store and the cashiers give you change, they take the receipt, they pile the dollar bills on top of it, and then put the change on top of the bills and hand you the whole thing. Like they cup it to fold the change in so it doesn't fall. And they hand it to you in one stack in your hand, which means you have to stop and sort of dump the change into the other hand without dumping it on the counter and separate your bills from the receipt. I don't know if anybody else out there is annoyed about this. I've been told that this is a practice being taught in the retail world because it's quicker for the cashier to give it to you that way. And it saves time in the long run. Well, I will tell you this. I won't accept it that way because it takes me twice as long to put the money away in my wallet or in my bag when it's handed to me this way. So I won't accept it. I hold my hand out until they can give it to me separately where they put the change in my hand, the bills, and the receipt on the top. It's a silly little thing, but I see more people dropping change. And I will tell you, older people, I'm becoming one of the older people in the world, older people can't manage it. So I'm thinking to myself, what is this about? And whose customer service brilliant idea was this? I don't think it was Amazon, although they don't take cash. Anyway, that's my take. Today was an absolutely gorgeous day in New York City, 70 degrees, just gorgeous all the way up until now. Bethany Beach, Delaware was 67 degrees and gorgeous as well. Bright, bright, bright sun. I was down in Bethany this weekend and came back to a gorgeous evening here in New York. Niagara Falls, Canada is 62 and cloudy. Watkins Glen is 77 and rain. And let's talk about Orlando, Naples, Florida, Florida Keys. They're all dealing with about 80 degrees on average with rain, showers, thunderstorms, and squalls. Hurricane Irma has hit. She landed in the Florida Keys. They thought she was going to slam into Florida. And instead, she'd written drop down underneath Florida, hit the Keys, and is going up the Gulf Coast. So Naples, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Tampa. God bless you, and I hope you fare well. And I really hope it busts up and slows down and dumps some rain, but not too much terrible flooding. It's so incredibly scary to be in the middle of a hurricane. I remember Hurricane Gloria on Long Island, and we lost power for a week. And that was scary enough. And the eye of the storm came right over us. And it was such an experience. The bright sunshine, probably about an hour. And then, bam, we're right back into the hurricane. And it just knocked us off our feet. But that's the weather. You can't argue with Mother Nature, can you? Anyway, give a call to join into the conversation. We're going to talk about being a slob. Are you a slob? Lots of people are slobs. Lots of people aren't slobs. And what does it actually mean to be a slob? 657-383-0732 with your comments, your ideas, your thoughts and theories. And hopefully we have good connection tonight. We had some technical difficulties last week's show. The internet just did not cooperate. Let's talk a little bit more about Hurricane Irma. I read a news story just a little while ago that the news is covering, you know, where has been affected by Irma. And there has been no mention of the United States Virgin Islands. Which has been completely knocked for a loop and devastated by Irma. So if you're not hearing about the Virgin Islands, go ahead online and check it out because they're really even just having trouble getting news out. They're getting connections. They have no power. They have no ice. They have no water. Several areas have just been absolutely blown off the planet, marinas and whatnot affected. So it's really frightening to be, you know, affected so devastatingly in a storm like this. So don't forget those people who are suffering through. And, you know, if you have any way of supporting them, send your support, if at all possible. It's really important we take care of each other in the human race, don't you think? Good behavior is good behavior. Today is National Grandparents Day. Happy day to all grandparents, which I am one. And we have another one on the way, so more information about that. It's National Pet Memorial Day, and it's National Hug Your Hound Day. Well, I hug my little hound every single day. I love her, and she's so, so good. So Grandparents Day. Happy Grandparents Day. I remember being in school celebrating Grandparents Day, and I thought it was really during the school year, sometime in the spring, where there always be some sort of concert or some sort of event for the grandparents to come in and visit at school. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it happens right away in the beginning of the year. But really, if you have your grandparents, even if you don't have your grandparents, say a prayer for them, and I hope you experience the genuine love and attention and devotion of grandparents in your life. And I'm very lucky. I had my grandparents until I was an adult and married. And my children have